Thank you, Suzanne and Colleen. We're now going to continue with our prayers for the church. And before I ask you to rise, just a couple of items that we'll be praying for, just to highlight them for you. The first is that this last week, Dick and Nancy celebrated their 65th wedding anniversary. We want to give them recognition here this morning. Congratulations, Dick and Nancy. I don't have my glasses on. Where are you, Dick and Nancy? They're in the back. They're still hiding back there. Oh, they're over here. Oh, yep, there they are. And then also we're going to uplift, of course, those that are those have been impacted by the fires in California. I know that many of our members have relatives, friends that are in that area. We'll ask for God's presence to really guard and protect lives and property in the hours ahead, and as well as the names that are also listed on the back of the bulletin. Please rise as you're able for the prayers of the church. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. We pray. Heavenly Father, you have called us by name and placed upon us your name and your grace in our baptisms. Give now your Spirit that we may hear the voice of your Son speaking hope through the Word and believe in him faithfully to everlasting life. Lord, in your mercy, Lord, embolden your church with your word and gifts that we may address the world with hope of sins forgiven and death undone by the death and resurrection of our Lord, and that hearing this gospel, many may believe and be drawn closer to you. Lord, in your mercy, Lord, guide the leaders of our nation and locality with your word that they may act with integrity and serve in accordance with your will, not their own, assisting virtue, justice, and peace here and in every place. Lord, in your mercy, abide with the troubled in mind, the wounded in body, and the broken in spirit, that they may know your presence in their hour of need and be granted healing, comfort, and peace according to your will. Lord, especially today we uplift the firefighters and those who have been impacted by the fires in California. Lord, send messengers of hope, people with your words that bring hope around those people that are dealing with grief and extreme loss. Then, Lord, we also pray for your presence now, that you would block that path of the fire, that you would preserve life and property, that you would especially be with the firefighters and those responders that are there working to preserve life and property. Lord, we also uplift those names that we mentioned here today that are on our hearts. Bob, Bev, Nicole, Mike, Jimmy, Dan, John, Aaron and family, Don, Denise, Susan, Jerry, Kathy, John, Nora, Rob, Carol, Corky, Indiana, Brian, Jen, Courtney, Carla, Crystal, Delbert, Janine, Addie, Velma, Russ and Kirsten, Wendy, Christy, Benjamin, Linda, Diane, Austin, Dick and Valerie, and Rick and Kathy. Lord, we also recognize there is an abundance of blessing. Every good and perfect gift ultimately comes from you. And one of those great gifts, Lord, is the gift of marriage and spouse. We thank you for that rich gift that you've given to both Dick and Nancy. We thank you for the example that they are for many in our congregation and their friends and family. Lord, continue to walk with them, give them joy in their life together as husband and wife. Lord, in your mercy. Finally, Heavenly Father, we thank you for taking our cares and burdens upon yourself. Thank you for promising to always care for each of us. In the name of Jesus, we pray these things. Amen.